ספר החרדים, ספרים בראשונים, towards the end of the sefer, he brings down that every person has to have one mitzvah that he holds on to this mitzvah very sharp. One mitzvah that he takes on. I think I was Isaac in it the last couple of weeks. So Bacher asked me to have a kviyas in Sefer HaRedim. He said, well, we'll Sefer HaRedim. I said, you know, every time with the kviyas, you only start it, then the kviyas stop. So we decided we'll start from the end. You know, if we finish, we'll go to the beginning. So we start to do the end of the Sefer HaRedim. Then the Sefer HaRedim brings down. He learns Pshat in the Gemara, Kol HaOisem, Mitzvah Achas, Koine Le'olam. And he brings down a mashal. Means that a person has to hold on to a tree. He's trying to pull out a tree. He says to grab the whole tree, he'll never manage. If he takes one place, one branch, he's mamish holding on chazak, it will go. But if he's trying to pull the ganze zach, I'm also holding the whole zach, so yotza kerech mikan and mikan. A person has to hold on one zach, and that zach to hold on chazak. That zach he has shtark. Out of that, everything else already becomes metuka. In Pshat in the Rambam, Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezak Yis Yisrael, Lefich Rechim Bo Lehem Teiro, Mitzvah Shnema Hashem Chofetz Eman Tzidkoi, Yag Lul Teiro V'yade. They say it in the end, Shiur Balabatim. So it was the Maiz of Salman when he came to Rotsa Yisrael, so he said that Shiur Kloli Mitzchayim. So when he finished, so the Yid said, Lefich Rechim Bo Lehem Teiro, Mitzvah Shnema Hashem V'yade. So he didn't want to say anymore Shiur Kloli. They said in the Shul Balabatim, at the time everyone slept, you know, you can't say Kaddish if it's not even a Teire. So you say the last few lines, Chot, everyone will listen at this. If not a Shul Kloli, you have to say, Rav Chaim and Akash, you don't want to say. But the Rambam says, Vosak, Rishboh, Rotel, Zak, Yisrael, Lefi, Rechir, Bolem, Teire, Mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, Shelo Yimolet, from so much Teire, Mitzvahs, that a person will do one Mitzvah, Ketikuna. Hashem gave so much Mitzvahs. Hopefully, Shalai Molet from all the mitzvahs will be one mitzvah ketikuna. The person has to hold on to do a mitzvah ketikuna. One mitzvah to have stark in Gantz. That was I said the last few weeks with this Sefer HaRedi. The Keshbach was mezaking me last week, Taka. That's what the Vuv stated in Sfarim, that how a person knows that he's Isaac in Teira Lishma. That, you know, if he's learning a sugya, then comes out this week, that Indian, so you know that he's learning Teira Lishma. So I went to Menachem Ovel, was a bacher, he learned in, sitting in Beis Yishai, I don't know if you know who he is, like he was sitting, he left middle of his mind, he went to a different yeshiva, it's my shir grade, he was sitting on the bimeh, on top of the Nidar on the Kodesh, this was his seat, enough seats, so he was sitting there on the place of the bimeh, kind of like as a, you know, peis, but in the back of the ear, it was like as a chassidish peis. And so his father was nifter. So I went to Menachem Ovel. His father was a mother. So I went to Menachem Ovel. I knew about his father, but I never met his father personally. I went to Menachem Ovel. So I came to Menachem Ovel. Sitting there himself in his house. So I told him, where your father learned? I know about his father. Efshar Balabas, this is what I knew about him before I went, different places for different reasons. So, you know, where your father learned? My father never learned. My father's about children. I found that comfortable. So the next question I asked, I saw outside in the sign, it said, we had his name, Ben Rabbi Shaya Hashem in Komdobo. I met a cheshbon, his father was 53, and it can't be that his father was killed in the Holocaust. So I told him, Hashem in Komdomo, it means your grandfather was killed. When? What? Maybe. He told me, you want to hear all the story of our family? I said, yeah. All the story of the family. Hear all the story. So I'll tell you, my father was a friar, born, forgot the country of America, like someone like very far. And he was born Fry. When he was 19 years old, the Schwarzer killed his father. Robert. After a year and a half, his mother died Magmas Nefesh. His mother died from Magmas Nefesh. Because he was vital, was not from. Right? Came to Eretz Yisrael. There was a guy, I forgot, Shuster, you know, the Kaisan, the Kaisan mentioned Alton. He got hooked up to him, took him to El Samech, it was very boring for him, he didn't like it, so he went to Eshat Teire. The kids were amazed, he went there to learn, so he was a man of Weinbach there. So he told him that, you know, I have some questions. He said, learn a little bit, then I'll answer your questions. I have questions. If you don't answer my questions, I'm not learning. So he left back, came back to America. He has too much questions. So I'll answer him. Then he's asking to consider maybe to try to learn. So he came back to America. And he met a Yid b'shem Meir Kahana. Moshaychus, I was there, Nish Kahana dik b'chlau. You know, Moshaychus, and he told him, why are you not from? He said, I have questions. He said, come to my office. I will answer you all your questions. Because he sat with him for 10 hours, he answered all of his questions. He decided to become fruit. Nishmin Yeren Shita. He went to the Rav of the Shtot. He said, you know, I decided I want to be fruit. Because he became fruit. He got married, became Eretz Yisrael. So then when he was married, you know, so his Shmer took care of him with his Yosin, his brothers are right and not fruit. So he came to Eretz Yisrael. And his father-in-law was Nifter 2 weeks ago. His father-in-law was Nifter, his wife's father. So he went back to Chutz La'aretz, to the Levaya. He was there with the Levaya, and he was there. A friend of his was Nifter also. Who was this friend of his? This person adopted him when his father and his mother died. So it was a neighbor. If you understand also, Mishkan Shemoteo, Mitzvah, you know, I didn't want to ask her there, I had my... And he adopted him, he took care of him. And that person was Nifter when he was there. So it's a call. So Tayyip went to do the Taira himself. So he was busy the whole time with the Taira. And when he finished the Taira, so it was half an hour to the Levaya. So he ran back to the Shiva house of the Shver to put on tefillin. Everyone told him, the mitzvah, the Levaya. He said, he told him, maybe after the Levaya. He said, no, I have to put on tefillin. I have to put on tefillin. And why Taki was so makbid? The kids didn't know the story until after it. But why he was so makbid? When he started to become Baal Tshuva, so he was a Mashgiach Kashrus somewhere. And he was Mashgiach Kashrus the whole night, half of the day. So when Mincha time came, you know, he thought Mishki put on tefillin. So he came to Shul with tefillin. Shachis, Mishki Davin. So the Alta Yid came over to him and told him, you know, Mincha, you know, Tchushi, you know, like in tefillin, but normal, we don't put on tefillin, you know. So, I forgot to put on the morning. I forgot to put on the morning. So, I put it on now. So, what, you forgot to put on tefillin? Meshugah. I told him, I was 6 years in the Holocaust. My job was to take the garbage from one corner and to bring it to another corner. And in one place was one guard, Nazi. Another place, another Nazi. And in one place, when I was carrying the garbage, like in one little knech, was a place that both of them didn't see. For 6 years, I put on tefillin there. And if one of them would see me, they would shoot me right away. It's not even a suffering. And I didn't miss a day of putting on tefillin. And you tell me you forgot to put on tefillin. Shachris, the Muslim shooter. And he became very close to this year. So he felt, you know, I have to put on tefillin. No. So for them, tefillin was by him. Like I'm saying, the kids don't much give us that this would happen. So he put on tefillin. And he went to be maspi, this friend of his. That was like a shtick of father. He got up and he said, you know, Shteyn Chazal, Knelech HaChover, and he collapsed, he got a heart attack, and died on the spot. He died. So they bring him back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Val, the Chaver Kaddisha, asked the kids here, where, you know, where to bury your father? It's coming, and the Mita is coming. So his older brother said, 3 weeks ago, his father, they went to visit the Hazesim somewhere, and his father said, I don't mind to be buried in Hazesim. So Chaver Kaddisha said, you know, he knows someone, he has some friends there, you know, put him in a neighborhood that he knows people, you know. So stop to Lang Al-Azaisi, you know. You have epis. So there's two people that he knows in Al-Azaisi. One prisoner is the Sfardin, and not again, Chaver is the Sfardin. So another prisoner they told him, there's an Yid that's very close to him, there's an Alta Yid that told him Musa on Tfilin, and from then he became very close to this Yid. And there's a place near that Alta Yid. So they buried him near that person with that tefillin. Yeah. Then the kids didn't know that this was the last mitzvah that he did, the Mesilas Nefesh, because he was scared that he would have one day without tefillin. And the Maisi was right, because if he would wait till after the Levaya, he would die that day without putting on tefillin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh, the last mitzvah that he put on tefillin, the Mesilas Nefesh, and he died, and he's buried near the person that was mechanech to put on tefillin. It's a simple story. Nishkin grace maises be'etzem. Every person, sefer acharedim, has to pick on one mitzvah. Person has to pick on one mitzvah. He brings down the Gemara, says, Teisili shelo yolachti dalad ames belo yitfilim. Teisili shelo yolachti es ha-shabes. All different amirhoim. Tasty shalach da lamas le tefillin. Tasty shemarti shisha. Gemara says he didn't eat bus of a cholov 6 hours in between. Tastily, he says tastily. Chamiroim. This was his mitzvah. I had a marshal. You know, last year was the Yachikale. Talking this reason, that story hit me very stark. Last year was the Yachikale, the one, a good one. So the Shmaisa, the Kale was Tefillin. So I spoke about Tefillin. I went in all the Shittas and prepared. So I decided, you know, I have to Mechazak Mitzvah Tefillin. So I went, you know, I bought myself the most Mehuda Tefillin that you could get. The most Mehuda with all the Shittas and all the Chumas. I put Mamish all of my Kreiches. I'm in half a year to get the best Tefillin. That is shaykh to get. Every shit in the world, yeah, to be right, kefishi yodi masegis, you know, I went and I learned and I tried. And the new tefillin that I got, I was like, I don't speak in this tefillin. I was can't say I was makbid. But now I have new tefillin. This tefillin don't have a word, yeah? Father, no, I don't speak in this tefillin. That's Polish. This tefillin, you know, Kedosh LaHashem. Punk. That day that I went to Menachem Avil in the morning, I saw a piece of shayla in my tefillin. Because it's a shita, it's a chazanish, so you don't put it up, so man, it's a crap, it's a bit, lechumrosoi she'elosoi, that could be, if you see b'chayim k'ayim k'ayim tefillin, you see like a huge crack. Not like some people see it, like nice. You see the crack when it's a sort of tied together, because the chazanish says you don't put the glue there. So mele, I'm not going out to the, so I said, it's okay. But after this mice, I called my sofer at 12 o'clock by night. I said, I'm sorry. He said, okay. I said, okay, 1 o'clock by night. I came 1 o'clock by night with my tefillin. I said, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if I'm shark in my mitzvah's tefillin. So even if it's 1 o'clock by night and my mishpacha Marv is not there, it's the hospital. The tefillin, okay, Baruch Hashem was kosher. It was okay. It was not, okay, this is the way it has to be, they say. So I also learned that this. But what I'm trying to say is, the chokhmah of a person is to take on a mitzvah. But to take on a mitzvah means ganzen. In Gantz. To take on a mitzvah is in Gantz. The Moshe, guy said, okay, you know, I took on chesed. The guy will say, I took on chesed. I met a guy, he told me 20 years he took on chesed. I told him, you learned Avas chesed in the Chafetz Chaim? He said, nay. Chesed lo umim chatos. He doesn't know the halachas of chesed bichlal. He doesn't know what chesed is. Not feelings. He took on feelings, not chesed. It's the Chafetz Chaim. If you have money, how much you have to invest, how much you have to put in the gemach. Only the oshir, kol, the rochek. I took on kibudav. I told him, I said, you learn shechonoch, is kibudav. No, I took on kibudav. I said, no, don't say you took on kibudav. A mitzvah you take that this is your baby, that this is your mitzvah. This is the mitzvah that you're misasek. Charenim says, tzorishim. Every person is mitzvah to have a mitzvah. But you have to understand, to take a mitzvah is not hard. To take it, not half a year to change it. It's not sucks. You could change. The chokhmah is, I'm saying, a moral person takes a gate and he switches. You know? But the chokhmah is, you take a mitzvah and ganzen. And ganzen. And the Charedim says, והדובר כמו שאמרתי במושל. You see in the back of the Charedim, it's 2 pages. It was the end of the Sefer. והדובר כמו שאמרתי במושל. אדם יכול להסעסק בתורה ומצוות כל יום. and he doesn't have a achizah. He doesn't have a tfisa. He doesn't have a tfisa. Because he's trying to catch it from all different sides. He's holding on. It's not catching. It's a lot of us. He has one mitzvah. Koinolo traklit. That mitzvah is his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim brings down Teres Habayis, Kedug Master. He brings down that a person has to have also one Masechta that he's attached to. He brings down Maisa Bechosidechot, Shoelemet Chagigo. All of his life, he learned Chagiga, and he was very close to Masechta Chagiga. And it was Nifter, and no one was there. And there was a lady yelling at the house, screaming, and screaming till everyone came. And they asked him, Mashmov, Omro Chagigo Shmi, Shoelemdi Kol Yomov. So Chagiga came to be with him. Siddur is a musik. But a person has to know, and I'm saying again, you have to know these things. You think, oh, I'm young, I have time to do it. The years, the time in between 20 and 30, this is the derech klal, the years that a person could take on something. You think later it's much easier. Later it's came out impossible. Later it's came out impossible to mishana ateva. One person takes Gisainas Valmanas. There's different mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be big. It could be very mugdal. And it could be very mugdal that with the years to add. With the years to add. With the years to add in it. It doesn't mean that he has to know, I took in Kibbudav. But I took in Kibbudav means that by me Kibbudav, instead of a trip, I will do Kibbudav. This is what I do. This is my. Like when a person has something that he does, he runs a ma'aseh. So, when he has the dinner from his ma'aseh, so he's busy with the dinner of the ma'aseh. And when he has his ma'aseh, he doesn't go to family, simchas, because he's busy with his ma'aseh. He teaches. So this is what he does. This mitzvah by him has k'dima to all different zachen. Doesn't make a difference if by halachas the other things have a schus first, or the other things don't have a schus. So, what is the reason for the Zav. Boch, I spoke somewhere, so someone came over to me, he has a Givaldic idea. Sukkah, he will take himself mitzvah Sukkah. He wants to know if it's good, once a week for a week. Yeah. New generation. Everything is chad pa'ami, disposable, Sukkah is once a week. It also works or not? Tell him, yeah, it works. Is it? I said, yeah, it works. You do Sukkah, it works. So, I saw it was very happy. I told him, Sukkot means you don't go to trips because you want to be in the Sukkot. Like all the students in this Gdolim that wanted to be in the Sukkot the whole time. Does he have to or not? They don't drink water outside the Sukkot. It's a chumah, yeah? He tries to get Sukkot Chazanish with Ali Hidurim. He will not go to Sukkot. It's not Sukkot Chazanish. Yeah? With the years, you will learn Masech the Sukkot 20 times and you will know Masech the Sukkot. Yeah, but it could be Sukkot. It does not be something 24 hours that happens the whole time. What do you think? But this is his mitzvah. Sukkah. Takes a mitzvah. Sukkah will be his mitzvah. Amor will be nichshav. Vayter. With the years, if he has to go on vacation, he prefers not to go to Sukkahs. Sukkahs, he prefers to be in the Sukkah. Sukkah is happy. He looks forward for Sukkahs. Everything is for Sukkahs, for Sukkahs. Zabbat Zachar be for Pesach. I'll take a matzah. Matzah, I really like the mitzvah. First, I try to find a chabura to make the matzahs himself, to get the kosher matzah, mehudadik matzah. The sheet is that every all the 7 days you eat the matzah, you make kind of the mitzvah, all the chumus in the matzah. Again, it doesn't make a difference what the mitzvah person takes on. The Rambam says, "Rotzo Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichoch hirbo lohem toiru mitzvahs." That every person finds. You have to know, the Metzius is, I heard from Chachmei Kabbalah, that B'sheiresh HaElyon, every neshama has a mitzvah to metaken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs people. It's mashma in the Charedim, if you see good, that were Amiroim that had two mitzvahs. Again, not to try to take a lot. Take a lot is like the tree. Take a lot is like the tree. Aber Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shoyrish ha'neshama is a musig. You see, take all different amiroim. Everyone has his inyan, his zach. Think of Scheinberg, l'moshu. It's makna mitzvah tzitzis. Makna mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah he took on himself. It doesn't patter him from being a Talmid Chacham. But on the good days, he would wear 100 pairs of tzitzis every day. Chazal said, when you wear tzitzis, you have 3,000 mishamshim lasid lavay. So that would be some words, 100 talasim. 100. I know someone on a good day sat near his house and they will count, you know, how much talasim he has. But I heard the mishpachas, every time that something bad happened to him, he was mekabel another 5 talasim. Something else happened, another 5 talasim. So it's terrible, another 2. Maybe until he came to 100 talasim. But as a mitzvah, a person decides even he will stop from loving Malka. No, but doesn't mean he'll be upset with Malka. Means he will eat bus of the dogim every time he loves Malka. Doesn't make a difference if he goes away or he doesn't go away. He will make with candles and all the shittas and all the zmiris. He will do it before Chatzos and big Shabbos. And he'll learn the Shechonol. He has to have a tablecloth and candles. I'm not saying everyone does it. But he took out a mitzvah. And for him, this mitzvah doesn't make a difference. And Fakel, when he has a family, he's married, he invites everyone to come to Rav Malka, and when he comes, he makes a whole suddat for Rav Malka. But Rav Malka, by him, it's a great zach. But a person has to stick up. This is the Charedim. And when a person takes on such a thing, I think takets, it's a vichpik zach, but the etzem, a person to miyaset such a thing, I think, you know, this is what I felt in myself. But, you know, when I started, you know, I didn't say that I found yet something. But the last few weeks, you know, I'm learning this Indian. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave me this Pashta Yid. He took on tefillin. He was Moisa Nefesh. Yeah, he's in the middle, he puts on tefillin. So I see the mitzvah, he has so much pturim, so much tirdas. And the Oraya, he was in such a pressure, he had a heart attack and died. Yeah, he was mamish, tzbrochen and gansen. All different reasons. I'm not going after the whole story there. Put on tefillin. Kadosh Baruch was mezakim here. He has epis to do with tefillin. This person was meisah nefesh on tefillin. And the b'teichat chak, he was meisah nefesh from somewhere else. They're laying together in Har HaZeisim near each other. I don't know what it means. What it means. He didn't ask. Kadosh Baruch was mezakim. Kadosh Baruch was mezakim. It's people that take Amstein Mikro to be their mitzvah. But he says, a mitzvah achas, like the Rambam, be'etzim has the koyach to change the person. No, Rabban is like the Charedim, v'al yoyim ha'rodom le'atzmoy, es a mitzvah achas, and I can make everything less. Rabban is the mischazik b'koil. And he says, v'an yoyim ha'kmo ha'moshu, when you pull the tree, then the whole tree comes. I'm not telling you to hold onto the branch and pull off the branch out of the tree. I wanted to get the whole tree. But the achize, that on that achize, you kimat moisar nefesh. You kimat moisar nefesh. And this you're not mevater. And this mitzvah you're not mevater. And I'm saying, a bacher could start not to decide, okay, you know, now I can't. I'm starting. But this mitzvah I'm planning to add. Applying to add. This will be my mitzvah. It's all pushes away. But the Charedim says, it's Boduk, every Amoira had it, every Tana had it, everyone of Kadmoinim had such a Zach. We'll stop here now. It's too late. I'll start something else. Thank you.